Well, welcome back. We're with Coach Jim Newsted, head coach of the West Platte Football Blue Jays. The West Platte Blue Jays come off a very impressive victory here last week over South Harrison. The Blue Jays are now 1-1 in the season. The game featured an offensive showdown with South Harrison running the feature there in West Platte with a more balanced attack. West Platte features really a very good running attack with Dominic Williams, 235 yards, and he averaged 10.5 yards per carry. And the Blue Jays were also passed pretty well, too. They threw for 160 yards or so, 10 of 18, and threw a couple touchdowns. Those two were to Cohen Kite. Coach, defensively, the Blue Jays were also led as well. We'll talk about that. But as far as your offense, coming back here at home, playing at Rudolph Fesgrid Stadium, they put on a pretty good show, I think, last Friday.
Yeah, we played really well on offense. I think it was kind of a night and day compared to Polo and to South Harrison. Now, I think that when we were at Polo, the heat got us. We got a little flustered, and we got behind, and we kind of panicked. So it wasn't fitting of a type of football team we are. At South Harrison game, like we said, Dom had a heck of a game. And we went back and did the stats on the computer and looked at them because sometimes they're different from game time. He actually had 250 yards rushing and 5 touchdowns. A great night of him running the ball. Offensive line blocked well for them. And we had South Harrison a little bit confused on where the ball was going a lot of times, and that helped a lot. Kane was just sound as can be at quarterback. I know he was 10 for 18, but those 6 or 7 passes that he threw that were dropped were on the money. They had nothing to do with where his ball was going. So he had a fabulous night. You can run for over 270 yards and throw for 160 yards. You're pretty well balanced and you become hard to defend. Cohen had a great night. He dropped 2 easy balls, but then he caught 2 really hard balls. 2 touchdowns, 120 yards. That's a phenomenal night for Cohen. So if we can get that type of production again this week, I'll be happy with our offense. Defensively, we still kind of struggle a little bit. Having some problem with the running game against Polo. We had problems with them running right at us. And then we get to South Harrison, and then we had some problems with them running outside of us. They gave us a formation that gave us a little bit of problems as far as getting outside. But a lot of that has to do with starting so many sophomores and freshmen on the defensive side of the ball, lining up and adjusting and having some common sense to know what formations are going to take you where, kind of struggled. So hopefully we fix those this week. Giving up 460 yards rushing is just not acceptable. You don't win too many ball games giving up that many yards rushing.
No kidding. And just to kind of break down the defensive statistics here a little bit, Jackson Davis and Gunnar Smith with 6 solo tackles and Cohen Kite with 5 solo tackles and an interception, and Zane Masoner, he had 1 interception as well. And turnovers certainly helped a bit. And you know, you make a good point. I will have to say South Erickson had a, you know, I was kind of impressed with their line play, but and once again, it was good. The Blue Jays were able to stay ahead of the ball game, so to speak, and be in that balanced attack that they were and coming out with a victory here, Coach.
Yeah, South Harrison returned. I think they had 7 seniors on both sides of the ball. They've been playing since they were sophomores, a lot of them on the line, and the running back was a senior, too. The big bruising fullback was only a sophomore, so we'll have to deal with him for the next couple of years. But they had a good ball club. I think we just got ahead of them early, and they don't have the type of offense that can catch up, and they're behind. They get small yards at a time, so not a big passing team. We knew if we could get ahead of them early that we'd have some success, and sometimes the game plan just works out perfectly the way you want it. Sometimes it doesn't. It worked out perfectly for us, so we were happy on that end. Our defense, even though we gave up 460 yards, we did have some big plays, 3 interceptions, a couple stops when needed, so the defense came through in some crunch times. We just left him in the ball game too long with the yards we got. Lost Alex Kinslow. It'd be the only downside of the game. We lost Alex Kinslow in that last interception before half. He got tackled, interception, and broke a collarbone. He's going in for surgery tomorrow because it's a complete break. So we lost him for the season, which is a downer because he ended up being one of our better D-backs and receivers coming in the first 2 games. So he'll be a hard piece to replace, but good luck to Alex, and hope the surgery goes well.
Yeah, we wish him as well, too, and we kind of had a view of that from upstairs to see there, and certainly we wish him well going through surgery and the recovery, and it was severe enough. I think what you said, It's a season-ending injury, and we certainly wish him well on his surgery and recovery. Well, that'll take care of us as far as looking back here against the game. Blue Jays win against South Harrison in that victory. Certainly makes them one-on-one. We'll take a quick break as we get ready for a very tough foe coming up, the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. We'll be right back. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. Attic Storage of Platte County is your place to go for storage needs that can be climate controlled with large to small sizes. Attic Storage of Platte County has it all for you with tight security. Conveniently located near the Platte County Fairgrounds and just off I-29, stop by and check them out online at attic-storage.com or call 816-858-2511 and ask how you can get free coffee with your storage rental. Reese Nichols West and Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols West and Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back. We got Coach Jim Newstead back here, coach of the West Platte Blue Jay football team. And with the win over South Harrison, the work continues. One of the toughest foes here in Northwest Missouri, of course, in the KCI Conference, coming into town, the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. And certainly over the years, last several years, have established a very powerful running game. They're just a hard team to beat, Coach. I know they're very solid, really, on all sides of the ball, in all phases. And it'll be quite the test here for the West Platte Blue Jays here Friday night.
Yeah, we're starting conference play in the KCI, and we're better team to start off with Mid-Buck, right?
Right.
They are a very fast team. We played them once this summer in our Dannemann camp, and we played them in Jamboree. So we've seen them head-to-head twice. They have very fast kids. The quarterback, sophomore kid, number 12, he is really fast, does a good job getting the ball outside. And number 5, the running back, also a fast kid. So they got two really fast kids that we need to try to contain. Not only are they fast, but they have number 5 has the ability to run the ball inside on you too. So they're going to give you lots of tricks and lots of motions, a lot of eye candy. So you're trying to move around and not concentrating on the play at hand. But they're going to run some misdirection, some counters, some tags. They're going to run the ball outside with different formations. So hopefully we've worked with many formations that they've shown or given us over the years. So hopefully we're ready for those formations. And all those formations and motions, all they're doing is trying to get your eyes off the main task at hand, and that's stopping them outside. So they throw the ball a bit decent. Number 12's got a decent arm. But their mainstay is running the ball, and we got to stop 5 and 12 and run the ball. On defense, they are fast as heck. They get to their responsibilities quick. They do a good job at reading guards and reading running backs. They kind of know where the plays are going. Every offense has tells. Coach Fritch is pretty good at picking up on those tells, so it makes them fast. We got to mix our blocking up a little bit, some things we do, hopefully slow them down a little bit. But I think offensively, if we can be well-rounded like we were last week and throw the ball, if we can get good success throwing the ball, maybe we get some guys out of the box in the run game, and that helps us out a little bit. Defensively, we're going to have to do a better job than what we've done in the past. So hopefully those younger guys will get enough experience, and hopefully we're ready to go there.
You look at Mid-Buchanan this year coming in at 1-1, but I think that's very deceiving. This Holden team that they just played, one of the better teams in the state, and certainly I wouldn't use that as a gauge at all. I think they're as good as they ever have been, and certainly will be somebody to certainly deal with here in the conference.
Yeah, we watched the film. Holden has got some big boys. Their quarterback is 6'3", 240, and can run. So you got something like that, they're kind of hard to defend, and they got some big linemen. So we saw them this summer, too. But it's not a game that you can test and see how good a ball club Mid-Buck is. They're a lot better than that game shows just because of who they played. We're going to have our best game. We're going to have to be focused. We're going to have little mistakes. and we're going to have to go play with the speed. They're going to come out in the first couple drives, and they're not going to huddle, and they're going to go really fast and try to get you on your toes and try to get you tired. So we practice that. We're ready for that. Hopefully our boys can adjust. Hopefully our boys can handle the adversity a little bit, and hopefully we can give them a game.
No question about it. Certainly a hope that the Blue Jays can keep that running game going, and the balanced attack, I would think, would be to your advantage going into this one against a very tough Mid-Buchanan team.
Yeah, we're a little more balanced as far as throwing the ball and running the ball, and they're a little more run-orientated. So just like South Harrison, they're going to run the ball more than they throw it. They're going to run it differently. They're going to try to get outside a lot on you. So I think we got a good defensive game plan. I think we've worked hard. We've got one more practice to polish things up. Offensively, we're not going to do a whole lot different. We have a couple of wrinkles here and there, but the key is getting down the ball and getting down the ball outside and getting other running backs inside and throwing the ball to Cohen and a couple other receivers. If we can make them think about where the ball is going, we're going to have a great chance.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time here today, and certainly we look forward to covering you tomorrow and talking with you post-game as well after the Mid-Buchanan game tomorrow night. Ought to be a big one, folks. Check us out on WestPlatteSports.com as we bring to you live a West Platte versus Mid-Buchanan here from Rudolph Estridge Stadium. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time, Coach.
All right, thanks. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Let's go, Jags.